Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm Johnny B. That guy is Big Will Koontz.
$100 poor today.
Man. Yeah.
Yeah, big day.
Wild.
Big day.
Wild.
By the way, I heard, those of you that don't know, and I'm sure you know, if you've listened to the station at all today, big upset in Best of the Bay. Well, I guess, would you call it? I would call it an upset.
I would call it a massive upset.
Okay.
Not the podcast. The podcast thing, I kind of expected the podcast thing. Because he does put in the work.
Yep.
Very good at self-promotion.
Yep.
And he's got a really good team of good dudes around him.
Hunt it.
Yeah, and a good loyal fan base.
Mm-hmm.
You can't say he doesn't put in the effort.
I can't say that.
Exactly.
I cannot say that.
Yes.
However, those of you that don't know, and I'm sure that you do because it's been talked about all day long.
Maybe they slept all day. Maybe they're on heroin.
Yeah, that's true. Our listeners might be just rolling out of bed, rolling out of some sort of stupor. That's true. And they're like, what the hell? It's 10 p.m. on a Thursday? What is going on?
The Lions are up 27-3 at Lambeau Field. No, oh, my God. Frick? Who won the best of the what?
Yeah. So Mosh Jelton, big upset.
Yeah.
Best radio show in Tampa Bay. And for those of you that don't know, last week, Mosh and I had a bet. I said, like, no, you know, all due respect, I just feel like Mike's going to win that. Pretty handedly.
I mean, yeah.
It was a good bet. And I was thinking like $20 was what I was thinking. And I said, well, throw out a number because he said he was pretty confident that he was going to get this thing. And he threw out a hundy. And at that point, the ball was in my court. So I went, uh-oh, like what am I going to do? I can't bail on this. I got to do it.
I felt bad for Mosh when he did that because I was like, he's just giving Will $100.
Well, I was telling you because I got this little vacation now next week. I was like, cool, I got $100 I can mess with on the cruise. That's awesome.
And that's no knock against him.
No. It's not. It's really not.
You're just talking, you know.
I mean, this was like the 2016 election, the outcome of it. Mike Calta is Hillary Clinton, you know, thinking that she's walking away with this thing, not going to Wisconsin. All of a sudden, Mosh Jelton, Trump Jr., coming out, flying into Wisconsin, visiting the labor team out there, the labor unions, and all of a sudden, upset city last night, Mosh comes through, wins the whole damn thing.
Wild.
Mike Calta, you couldn't have went to Wisconsin for me.
Mike Calta didn't even get second.
I know.
Well, it was Drew. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I thought there was three shows that would win it. It would either be Mike, Drew, or Orlando over at Wild.
Yeah.
Because those are the most recognizable, in my opinion, those are the most recognizable local radio shows. Like,
I agree.
For people that are going to go on Creative Loafing, click on Best of the Bay, see a familiar name pop up, they're going to go, oh, you know, it's just easy to do. Like a lot of people, when it's like, who's got the best steak? They're going to do Burns, whether they've tasted it or not. They just know the brand.
Recognition. Yeah, brand.
They
brand
know it. Yep. And that's not a knock against Mosh, but he's on FM radio, but it's a tiny St. Pete radio station.
We're on the same, my podcast airs on that station.
And even the owner of that station will tell you, you got to be in the parking lot to pick it up. It's a small station.
It's small.
Yeah.
Goes to about downtown and then to about 54th Avenue North.
Right.
And probably about 54th Avenue. I don't even know if it reaches that far south, to tell you the truth, but
so it's not a knock on anybody on that station. It's just, you know, Mike Calta's been in this market for 30 years, probably, you know, or close to it, and he is, you know, considered, you know, the Tony Soprano of Tampa radio. You know what I mean? Like,
that's why I bet.
That's the guy.
That's why I bet.
I know.
I feel like Mike should Venmo me $100.
You think it's his fault?
Yeah, actually, I think he should pay my bet for me.
No, I think the all the Calta fans should give you a dollar apiece.
Because
they didn't vote.
Yeah, what the heck?
That's what blows my mind, too. Sure, Mosh has a good podcast fan base. Very loyal group of friends. All that jive.
Mm-hmm.
But
rigged election.
I know how many people. I've seen the cumes. I know how many people listen in the morning.
I know.
It's a lot of people.
Well, maybe, you know what I was thinking? Maybe it was split between Drew and Mike, that they split the bone votes.
Oh, like the independent coming, like the
third Ross, party candidate.
You think Drew Ross Perot Mike?
Yeah.
Oh man.
Or maybe Mike Ross Perot Drew.
Right. Yeah. Either way. Yeah.
But yeah, I think that had something to do with it. And Yeah, so I heard that there was claims that I did not pay him yet, and I definitely did pay you.
Who said
Mosh
that?
Jelton. Mosh did this what? Afternoon. I paid him this morning.
Oh, I told him last night not that I had already talked to you, not to sweat it, that you were good for it.
Yeah, I'm a man of my word. Of course I'm going to pay my bets, pay my dues, but maybe he didn't check his Cash App yet, but he is paid up. So please confirm that, by the way, if he is listening. I'd like to know that it is received in your Cash App. He doesn't have Venmo.
Look, the guy is probably busy talking to his agent and getting tons of offers for radio shows all over the country by
now. Yes, that's what happens when you win an award.
Yeah.
When you win Best of the Bay, that's it.
It's over.
This is why I'm anti-democracy. It doesn't work.
I almost won my fifth last night. You know, I
liked your photos.
I know.
You're just like
that's what I said. I said, I'm not smiling in any of them. Here's the thing. And look, this isn't me being a sore sport, right? But come on. Nobody knows who Dwayne Hill is. I looked it up. He's got a website. He's a legitimate performer.
He does corporate gigs,
corporate magician.
Yeah.
He claims to be a comedian and a magician. I could not find clips of his comedy. Mm-hmm. All I could see is him doing, like, card tricks, magician stuff. So good for him on that. It looks like he's got a pretty good career going.
Did you see him? Was he there?
No!
He didn't even show up. So it's just something that you can put on his resume when he sends out.
So he's the only one in the comedy division that buys an ad every year. Mm-hmm. And by buys an ad, for people that don't know, you can give Creative Loafing, I think it's $250, mm-hmm. because I got the email saying, hey, would you like to buy an ad since you're nominated?
Right.
And I've never done it because I don't want to buy a victory that just...
But that's... Listen, I'm sorry, but that's what this is.
Well, only for one person, though. So when you buy an ad on Creative Loafing for Best of the Bay, if you went and voted, when you click on that category, whatever ad you buy for... and I saw other people buy ads, like restaurants and stuff bought ads in their divisions, like best dessert, best whatever. To me, it's just cheesy. So that you could say you want a Best of the Bay.
It's what it is.
I know.
It's their moneymaker. That paper would not be around if it wasn't
understand.
For Best of the Bay.
No, I understand. For Creative Loafing, it's brilliant. It's smart. Make your money.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm not dogging them. They're good at what they do. So when you clicked on Best Stand-Up Comedian, Reader's Choice, Dwayne Hill, an ad pops up. Like, literally, pops up, his face. Vote for Dwayne. So if you're somebody that was just going through voting in every category, you had no idea, you're not a real big comedy fan, and you click on it, you go, oh, vote for Dwayne Hill. And it's like, you don't know who paid for that ad. You don't know why it's saying that. But now you go, I guess I'll vote for this guy, since it seems like somebody thinks he deserves to win, whether it's him or the Creative Loafing or whoever bought the ad. And it just, you know what I mean? It's just, that's it. I did no lobbying this year. I don't know if you noticed. I think I may have posted it on Facebook at the beginning of the voting, and that was it. Because I said, look, I've already won four times. Would I like to win again? Sure. Sure. It's cool. I said, I like just going to the awards because all the good food and everything, and there was a lot of good food last night. And a lot of cool people. I hung out with great comics that were there and different people. I hung out with Dennis Phillips for a little while. Matter of fact, his PR person came over to me, Will.
Really?
Said, beautiful lady. She said, hey, Johnny, what's up? You remember me? And I was like, sure I do. She's like, would you like to come over and take a picture with Dennis Phillips? And I was like, yeah. Did Dennis ask for me? Yeah, she came to me and asked me to take a picture with him.
Would you like to take a picture with Denny Philly?
She came and got me. Apparently, Dennis Phillips wanted a picture with me, Will. They saw me across the room, and he was like, God damn, it's Johnny B!
And so he said he didn't come over to you and be like, hey, Johnny B, what's
up? He doesn't move. Every year.
He's a big star, huh?
He stands at the same table. Handsome guy. He stands at the same table, and people come to him. He's Denny D, or Denny P. He wins the same award every year, too, Best Twitter Follow. And, I went over. He's lost a little bit of weight. He looks good. Got a nice tan, you know?
So he had a person come up to you and ask you if you would like a picture with Denny Phillips.
I can't confirm that that's how it went down. I just know that she came to me, said hi, and ask if I wanted to over and take a picture with him.
Did they address, did she go, hi, Johnny B? Did she
Oh, yeah, she knew. Yeah. She asked me if I remembered her.
Uh-huh.
And I lied and said yes.
Of course.
I did remember her face. I just couldn't remember her name. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you don't forget pretty people, and she is pretty.
Is it his wife?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. It's just his person.
Yeah.
He's got a
Yeah, yeah.
Of a lady, a PR lady.
Of course he does.
I mean, no disrespect, but I mean, dude, you're a weatherman.
What?
He's a weatherman.
Way more than that, dude.
I mean, I think he would describe himself as a weatherman.
He is the meteorologist.
Over Pauly D?
I ain't see Pauly D getting no Best of the Bay Awards.
That's true.
I don't see him rocking those suspenders pimp.
Did Denny buy an ad?
No.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Okay.
I went and did all the votes. I only saw a few ads. Most of them was restaurants. And Dwayne Hill. So what I found out about Dwayne Hill from some other comedians, because I am one of two admins in the Tampa Bay Comedy Group on Facebook, humble brag, have been for over 10 years. Apparently, this guy buys ads in other best of cities. Because, you know, Creative Loafing is not just Tampa Bay. They have markets all over the place.
Yeah, I think there's a few newspapers, right? There's one in Atlanta and
Tampa. It's Creative Loafing Atlanta. And they do the same thing in these other cities. They do their awards, same thing. Apparently, this guy's buying ads in every city he... you know, claims to as his own so that he could put it on his website and say he's the best of. I don't have a problem with him winning, like just winning. But to me, it's just kind of like you don't work. Nobody knows you in the comedy community. You don't work at Side Splitters or the Improv or any comedy room. Nobody's seen this guy. He might be created by AI for all we know.
Yeah, maybe
we don't
he is.
Know.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm not saying he's not real and he's not great. He probably is. But, you know, and sure, he's a corporate comic magician.
Yeah,
and
I'm sure he's making a bunch of money.
He's making a great living.
And he can go, I've won Best of the Bay 5 years in a row.
I just don't know why he needs that if he's already so successful.
He's investing in his business. It's something to put on your res.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, if you're doing gigs around here, around town, obviously that's a good thing to put on your resume.
Well, he spent a lot of money for a few years now, so it's cost him probably $1,000 to get one win.
Mm-hmm.
So congrats. I was really hoping to see him last night. I wanted to walk up and meet him and go, hey, man, finally get to see who this guy is.
Yeah, tell me a joke, clown.
Yeah.
Funniest comedian.
Yeah, pull a rabbit out of your ass, friend.
Let's see it.
Yeah.
See what you're all about. Never seen you before.
I want to open for you.
Yeah.
See if you can follow daddy.
Yeah, jokes.
727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Getting to our big story of the day in just a few minutes. We got news. We got Bucks picks at the end of the show. As much as we could cram in like a rabbit in a hat until midnight. In the meantime, Will, he's on the phone.
I know. He said he was calling in. Let's hear it.
Hello, Mosh. You are the champion, my friend.
Ha, 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 bro. I did it, though. Duh. I told you I was going to get it, man.
Hey, can we get this out of the way? Because there's speculation online. Did you or did you not buy ads for this competition?
Yo, 2 weeks before the competition, I spent $40 on a Facebook ad.
Oh, my God. This is just like Russia buying ads for Donald Trump. They spent, what, $4,000 or something on ads?
Yeah.
Rigged election. Yeah, I want my money back.
I also spent another $15 in the last 3 days. So I spent $55 on ads.
Oh, my God.
So come on and get me.
Send it back.
I had over, and I know this from the people that hit me up. I had at least 1,000 individual voters, and the people that were voting for me were like every single day voters. So people may think that like I get 20 listeners per day. Like some people think I get like 20, 30. People don't know my numbers are a little wild. If I show, I would show them to you, but I'm telling you, man, I'm out here.
Why not just show it?
Because, man, it's not smart for me to say my numbers out loud. There goes
what?
Leverage.
What
I just throw leverage. Let me teach you some things about the game. First of all, always, never, always, Look, always bet on things you know you're going to win. Never bet on something that you might lose, for one. For two, in radio, you can never let out the numbers. But you know the numbers are lit. And I didn't question that you paid me back. I just thought that you didn't have Cash App. I didn't even know the
rules. No, I did have it, but I don't use it. And then I guess I had to wait 24 hours because I had to add my card. So I sent it to you this morning. You have it, right? Because
no, it is there. It is 100% there. Will has sent the money to Cash App. I heard you guys. I've been listening to the show like I always do, and I heard you, and I was like, let me check my Cash App. Boom, $100 from Will, man. You're the man.
My man.
No, I probably would have let you slide on that, though. I probably would have let you slide on that.
No. Yeah, I wouldn't have let you slide. No, you.
I know. A man pays his debts. That's why I had to do it, because you wouldn't have let me slide. That's exactly why I had to do it.
No way.
Yeah.
Although rigged election, bought ads on Facebook, Russian collusion, all over again.
Bro, I'm just getting started right now. First of all, I could have never, ever, ever have done it without you guys helping me, bro. You guys are my biggest inspirations. Without you guys helping me and teaching me some things and letting me in there and letting me call, all that stuff it means so much to me. And there's no way that I'd be able to get there without you guys. So I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. And I'm just getting started. I just we're building a $10,000 studio in a little apartment next to my mom's house. I'm going all the way in. So this is just the beginning, bro. This is the first win. Just wait. We're taking over the country.
Take it over, Daddy.
Thanks for the 100, Will.
You're welcome. Right. Put it towards a $10,000 studio.
Miles Shelton, everybody. Biggest champion of the world. Later. There you go.
$10,000 studio?
I guess he's got sponsors and stuff. It's good.
I want to see the numbers now. I'm curious. I don't understand I would show it, but it's not smart.
Dude, obviously he knows what the hell's going on, dude. Are you building a $10,000 studio?
No, definitely not.
Do you have a Best of the Bay award?
No, I do not.
Exactly.
So well, I don't know. I just don't get that.
We suck.
It doesn't make sense.